An unusual blog today. It's a story about roots. And as you know, there are different kinds of roots. The Bible talks about roots quite a bit. Hebrews 12:15 admonishes us to see to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God so that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble by which many will become defiled. That's kind of how this story is going to go. About 6 months ago, a beautiful, tall, stately magnolia tree stood in our front yard. It provided shade. It bore beautiful, creamy white flowers the size of a dinner plate, and I'm not kidding, they were huge. It had pretty leather-looking leaves that were a bronze color on the top and a silver-green color on the bottom. And I used them many years to make fall decorations for my table. We loved that tree. I've read that the nature of the root systems of magnolias tend to grow horizontally, close to the top of the ground. And after this tree endured several years of drought, as we all know, the roots on our magnolia had become huge, rope-like tubes that laid exposed on the top of the ground. They stretched far beyond the canopy of the tree, and they caused a lot of property damage. They forced their way under the pavers. They broke them apart, and they tipped them so badly that they were dangerous to walk on, and they did the same to the cement pathway that led to the backyard. They broke it into pieces. We couldn't walk on it, and worst of all, they started growing dangerously close to the foundation and the main water supply that led to the plumbing under our house. After a lot of discussion, we sort of agreed that it, as sad as it was, this tree had to go. It meant that we had to give the yard a complete makeover to repair all the damage that the tree roots had done. It became a real process. It took 4 men 2 days to remove the tree, mulch it up, and haul it off. Then the next crew came in with a tractor and scraped off all those ugly, loose roots that, and regraded the ground so that it could be prepared for the new pavers and all the landscaping. It was difficult, dirty, made a mess, expensive, and it was sad. But it had to be done because these roots had destroyed the ground, jeopardized our foundation and our plumbing. They had become roots of bitterness to us. There are other kinds of roots that have to be contended with. Ladies, you probably know, it can be a real battle to stay on top of those pesky hair roots. No matter what you do, they just keep coming back. Celebrities have created a whole new hairstyle, which I think is really ugly. They leave the roots really dark, and then they lighten the rest of the hair and kind of looks like, ooh. And then teeth have roots. Some people require root canals, and others have to have teeth and the roots extracted. Good roots grow deep for stability. They carry nutrients and water to the tree. Shortly after we moved to Texas, a storm hit that was unlike anything I had ever seen in California. This storm truly raged, and it tested the strength of the trees in our yard beyond belief. We saw the trees literally bend all the way to the ground on one side, spring back up straight, and then bend all the way to the ground on the other side. And this storm went on for hours, testing that tree's strength. It's amazing that it withstood that storm, but it did. In Ephesians 3:16 through 18, Paul prays for the Ephesians. He said, "I pray that out of the riches of his glory, he may strengthen you with power through his Holy Spirit in your inner being." roots that go down deep, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and grounded in love, think about that for just a minute. This isn't in my notes, but a sidebar. He could have said being rooted and grounded in good deeds or the word or some other thing, but he said rooted and grounded in love. Yes, that we may have power together with all the saints to comprehend the length, the width, the height, and the depth of his love. Paul prayed for the Ephesians to be rooted and grounded in love so that they, along with all the saints, could comprehend the vast scope of God's love. As we know, God's love is incomprehensible, and it leaves plenty of room for individual interpretation. Some people speak loving words of encouragement to others. Some preach the gospel of love behind a pulpit to the sinner, and yet others quietly show God's love through the deeds that they do, and every one of these is necessary to the body of Christ. I can think of three people right now who choose to show God's love by the deeds that they do. My Uncle Ron volunteers his time in a food bank every week for the very, very needy people in the Paradise, California area. Our son Doug cooks large volumes of food in a very hot kitchen. He told us the temperature in that kitchen gets to be 110 degrees. It's a big professional stove, and Doug is an amazing cook. He feeds about 300 people in San Jose through this effort. And our very own Nancy and Michael have taught us how to minister to veterans, preparing bundles of socks and toiletries, very basic things that they need to survive. I pray this prayer for us too, that we're so rooted and grounded in love, and that we find our voice, how we can reach out to others, whether it is our voice, our hands, or our feet, or whatever it is, a prayer that we can pray to encourage, to show the magnitude of his love to this hurting world. God bless you.